what I have found is that they struggle because, you know, taking your stuff to a farmer's market is work. You have to pack that stuff up. You have you have to lug that stuff out there. So if it costs you $200 to get in the show and 3 hours to set up and 3 hours to take down, then you've got 6 or 7 hours that day, and it may be raining, to make that money back. How do you do that? How do you get people to come to that show? How do you make your manufacturing efficient so that you don't just lug $500 worth of stuff or $5,000 worth of stuff and have to bring it all home?
Nothing more depressing than the crap you bring home after the show.
Yes. And you have to, you feel like you have to give it all away at the end of the day because people have touched it and it's old and it's been melting in the sun. And, you know, how do you do that? And I think one of the ways you do that is you leverage technology to sell that stuff outside that market. You leverage technology to sell that stuff elsewhere, and you find the local stores in your community, the little spas, the boutiques, the hair salons, or whatever it is that you sell. I mean, it depends on what you sell. But those small little coffee shops, if you have a baked good or whatever, those people will buy that stuff wholesale. And you can unload 50 cupcakes instead of the 2 that you would sell at the farmer's market. And then eventually you can, if you want to, wean yourself off that farmer's market. So as you do it for 10 years, you can't lug that stuff around when you're 60, but you can certainly drop off 50 cupcakes and have your 16-year-old son run them in. So creating a business that spans, you know, the next 30 years of your life, not, oh, I love farmer's markets, I'm 25. Yeah, well, when you have children, that's not going to work anymore. And when your car breaks down, that's not going to work. You have to be able to diversify that around this one target audience, which you can find in different places. So I do a lot of talking about that.
One other thing I've run into, a lot of people that make their own stuff are scared to death and refuse to sell at wholesale.
Oh, well, we can get them out of that. It's not hard. It's a different business model. You do your retail off your website. And you wholesale, you have to really wrap your arms around your costs when you wholesale. And I think that's where people's eyes glaze over because they're like, I can't figure out how much it costs. Well, you can. You can figure out how much it costs. And once you know how much that cupcake costs, when you've included everything from your lights to your labor to your spoons, it's a 35-cent cupcake. Once you know that figure, you can price that thing at whatever you want over 35 cents. That creates the profit margin that you want. And that's where your freedom is, because then you can become the exclusive upscale cupcake brand in Alva and sell each of those puppies for $2.95. That's a hefty profit margin. But you also have to know how big you want to get. Do you want to scale that one day? Or do you just really want to make enough money to go to Disneyland every year? And if that's all you want, that's okay. But you plan your business around that, so that you can set it up the way you want it to be. That's just what I've learned.